Hey everyone, what's up? This is Coach Keish with the Pep and Keish Show. So today I posted an article on our website and it says how to tell if your loved one is an exhibitionist narcissist. Yes, those are two huge, huge words, but I want to be able to break that down today and give you kind of a little bit of background as to why I posted this. I have so many people who send me different things on, how to support your loved ones, how to, tell if, their behavior or look at different signs. So I want to definitely start talking about, some of the different things that we deal with and how to kind of spot those caution flags in your relationships, whether you're single, you're dating, already married, or getting ready to be married, engaged, or newlyweds, second time marriages as well. I definitely want to, kind of go over some of those key flags that we talk about in our marriage mentor sessions with some of our couples. So, number one, what's an exhibitionist narcissist? It's pretty much a person who has a grandiose view of themselves and an inflated ego. It's similar to other types of narcissists. They usually grow up with poor self-esteem and they could lack a nurturing environment at home. Who knows? But they often compensate for this by having an inflated sense of self. Do you know anybody like that? Are you like that? Some narcissists have a sense of entitlement. They feel like the world owes them everything. They feel like, because of what they have been through, we all go through that because of our past experiences, traumas and things like that. But when you start talking about, you owe me this and you owe me that, and you are not giving that same, 50%, or if you are in a, relationship and it's 80-20, 70-30. I know a lot of us have been in that type of relationship where someone is literally wanting all of the attention. They always have to be the center of attention, or they have a temper tantrum and they want the whole world to revolve around them. We know people like that, correct? They also love attention and they seek it out. They want everyone to love them and praise them. They're not comfortable sharing the spotlight with friends or other family members, and it's all about them all the time. They usually become jealous if they're not the center of attention. I know you know somebody like that. I know a couple people. And I, like you said, I feel like I've been at that point sometimes in my life where you want to have that attention. You want to, see me, look at me, look at me. But we have to realize that we must share the spotlight with our, friends and our family and in our relationships. We cannot, become so self-absorbed and display that narcissistic behavior where it's just all about us all the time. It is never all about us all the time. Even when we're talking and communicating, we have to listen, receive feedback, give feedback, just share in understanding, and having empathy. It's like you gotta be able to understand what other people are feeling and also to be able to relate to them. Narcissists don't understand what other people are feeling. They don't even want to try, and they can't relate to them, and they often ignore them. They're incapable sometimes of, realizing when they hurt others. They feel hurt all the time, and it's all about, oh my gosh, you hurt me, you hurt me. But they don't see, that they're hurting other people and don't realize that they are wrong. They're only able to see their own feelings and don't care about how others feel. So, with that said, they also tend to be selfish. Narcissists expect the world to bend to their needs and desires. They want everything immediately and often they lack patience. They don't care that their wishes inconvenience others. Do you know people like that? Narcissists also expect perfection. Most people expect perfection from those around them, but these particular category of people have unrealistic expectations and extremely high standards. It seems like nothing is ever good enough for them, and they want you to bend and please them and have everything perfect to where it literally destroys you. It destroys your emotional well-being and you feel like, wow, I can never do anything up to their standards. you know, that is not the way that you want to live. Narcissists also believe that they're perfect, and it's impossible to convince a narcissist that they've made a mistake. OMG. They push their expectations on others and refuse to live in the real world. How about that? Projecting perfection is also important for the exhibitionist narcissist. They will go to great lengths to convince others that they're perfect. Who do you know like that? They'll spend hours editing photos, cleaning their homes, buying new things. They'll even lie sometimes if it's necessary to convince someone that they're perfect. They want people to see them as this great individual that is not flawed, that, you know, nothing's going on, and they're, you know, inside. You know, I know we all want to have personal business. We all want to have boundaries. But, you know, often narcissists will post idealized images and stories about their lives online, when we know that is not exactly how it is they are at home. Who do you know like that? They also sometimes use others. Since exhibitionist narcissists don't care about other people sometimes, it's easy for them to use others. In some cases, they'll even use family members as props. Wow. I know that, you know, it's impossible to some people, but it actually does happen more often than we think. So they often tend to think of people as things. They believe they're easy to replace and or exchange. They can make family and friends feel like they're accessories. Since the narcissists have to be the center of attention at all times, they'll push people aside to get what they want. How about that? That is so, so crazy to me. But it happens so often, you know, that we really dismiss it, or we're like, you know what, that's who they are, and it is what it is. You know, you can't change them. You know, they have to be able to see it for themselves, and, you know, it is one of those things where you want to not be around them, but then sometimes we feel bad for them. You know, we feel empathy and sympathize with them as saying like, wow, they don't have it all together, or, you know, I know that they're not perfect, or, you know, they want to be this and that, but I just want to be there for them. You know, we often get into that mode where we want to be there for them. So, you know, people have also said that narcissists, they don't apologize. They have no apologies or responsibility. They don't like to take responsibilities. They're not able to apologize, even if they realize they've done something wrong. Something about their pride, it gets so stuck and stiff, and they are just unmovable. And they don't take responsibility for their actions, right? So they could also refuse to acknowledge that they're wrong. How many people do you actually know that refuse to acknowledge that they're wrong? More than you think, right? You can wait forever and ever and ever to hear an apology from them, but you won't get one. You know, and even if you do, admitting a mistake will be a devastating blow to their egos. Really? Really? Dude, chill. It's easier for them to pretend that nothing's wrong. It's easier to ignore issues forever and let others suffer because, once again, narcissists, they don't care. So, all I can say is, guys, once you learn the signs, it's easy to spot an exhibitionist narcissist. You can learn how to see these signs and use the information to avoid these narcissists in your life. Now, I'm not saying that you have to let everybody go. You have to, you know, blow everybody away because of their egos are huge and horrendous. But just know the signs. Know that you have a right to be able to say, hey, you know, I want to be there for you. I want to be your friend. I want to be your family. I love you. But, you know, these are some things that I've acknowledged and I've accepted, and I'm not going to deal with these anymore. Or you can just deal with them and let them go and keep them around and just know that don't expect them to act in a way that you want them to act, because this is the type of behavior that they're displaying. So, once again, this is Coach Keish on how to tell if your loved one is an exhibitionist narcissist. So long for now. Take a look at our website at www.relationshipsmatterwithpepandkeish.com. Definitely subscribe to our blog posts. Send me a message. Leave me a comment. Let us know how we're doing. Please take a look at our resources that will be available soon on our website. I definitely want you to let us know how you feel about the things that we're talking about and chime in on our group Facebook page, Relationship Matters International. Thank you so much, and bye for now.